Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I am Missy Garcia. I am your host on MetaMusic. And tonight, we have an amazing guest. She is a healer, a teacher, also a heart-speak practitioner, and an astrologer. So much more that I can't wait to discuss with her tonight. My guest tonight is Shannon Hugman. So thank you so much for joining me, Shannon.
Thank you, Missy. I am so excited. Super excited. So
yeah.
Grateful to be here.
Me too, me too. I have been watching you on Periscope, like your broadcast and everything, and I'm following you on Instagram, and you always have such amazing things to say about astrology and how it can help us, and I'm super, super honored that you were able to come on my show and talk about it.
Well, those who know me know I have a lot to say about astrology, and there's a lot to talk about, so I just appreciate the outlet to come and have this conversation, so thank you.
So I think I want to get started with maybe just if you could explain a little about, you know, how you got involved in astrology and who you are and what you do.
Absolutely. So it's really funny because I always like to say, you know, I didn't choose to be an astrologer. It chose me. And I didn't even know there was such a thing as astrologers. Like, I wouldn't have been able to even choose this. But when I was a little girl, I could guess people's birth months. So it was really weird, freaked me out. And I remember, like, my friends would grab people from different corners of the playground and say, like, kids from different grades who I didn't know. And they'd say, well, what's this birthday? What's this birthday? And I wasn't able to say, you know, the sign because that wasn't even in my awareness. But I would say, I think you're born in March or you're born in September. And it was weird me out. I didn't even know how I would get it right. And again, it was just this like weird thing that we did for like a week. But you know, when you're in elementary school, things come and go and then we forgot about it. But then in 2010, again, really funny, my boyfriend and I were doing a long distance relationship and we were new in our relationship. And I was like, what is he thinking? What is he feeling? What is going on with him? So I thought, you know, I've never actually looked at this horoscope business, but maybe I'll read his horoscope and get a little like behind the scenes information. Yep. So I go on YouTube, I search like astrology, and I actually end up finding this astrologer who then became one of my main mentors, who was talking about the current astrology. So I think he was talking about Jupiter was in Virgo and Saturn was moving through, about to go into Libra, and these terms where I didn't even, like, it wasn't even on my mind what was going through my boyfriend anymore, but I was like, what is this kind of astrology? What is going on?
Yeah.
I totally believe astrology, or it's not even that I believe it, but my experience with astrology is that it's a language, and so this person was here on YouTube speaking this language that I just intuitively understood. I knew what he was talking about, but I couldn't explain how. And the best way to learn a language is to speak it. So this was a community, an online community. It no longer exists anymore that I know of. But back in 2010, 2011, I just popped on everything. They had a lot of talk shows, Google Hangouts, blogs, and I just couldn't get enough. So there I was talking, sharing, coming on, asking questions, and then it just grew into a whole bunch of volunteer work that's what I was doing. I was in university, and when I wasn't in class, I was writing blogs for the Capricorns, or I was hosting web shows, or I was doing all these sorts of things, and I was so blessed to find myself in this amazing conversation of world-class astrologers and healers. And I just started making these friends with these people, this online community. And that was, again, like in 2011, 2012. And then in 2013, someone said to me, hey, could you do a reading for me? And I was just excited that they wanted to talk about astrology. And then they said, how much would you charge? And it was like, what? Is that even an option? So that was pretty cool. And then it was always just something that was on the side, something that people somehow found me. My dad is super supportive and he referred me to like different clients of his businesses and we do these little parties and it was this awesome cash business that I had going on the side that I'd save up for a trip or something. Mm-hmm. But then in May, I was working a contract job. I have a business degree, so I was filing taxes. And I was getting so busy with astrology, I was having to turn people away. And I didn't have enough time to post as much as I wanted to. And so when my contract ended, I launched my online store, which is ShannonHudsonAstrology.com. And I just sort of committed to doing this full time. Wow. So it's been about 5 months now, and it's incredible. And I'm just,
wow.
I'm honored by the universe. That's what I can say.
It's only been 5 months. No way. I could swear you've been doing this for like 20 plus years. Not that you even were old enough to do that.
I've been doing readings like for like almost 5 years now. I've been doing readings.
Yeah.
But I haven't been doing it. I've been doing it full time since May.
That's amazing.
So it's been like my full time livelihood since May.
It's like you hit the ground running for sure because you're doing amazing. You're welcome. So I do have some minor knowledge about astrology, but I'm pretty sure that I'm probably with the majority of the, you know, people out there where I know astrology as you look up on your weekly forecast or your zodiac sign. And I've never had a birth chart read, although I see that you offer them, so I'm super excited to get one someday. But can you kind of go into the details of what astrology is, because I know it's so much more than your weekly horoscope.
Great question. And I love that you said birth chart, because that's what it's all about. So I kind of always, when I'm talking with my clients or also in my online course that was happening this month, which was super juicy and fun, I kind of say there's sort of two levels of it. So there's your natal chart. Your natal chart is where the planets were when you were born. So that's your sun sign. But your moon sign, your Mars sign, your Venus sign, your Pluto sign, all those signs matter. And I think before I even go into saying anything else, it's really important to recognize that the astrology is about having an awareness of energy. So it's not that the planets are doing anything to us. It's not that they're trying to label you because you're a Capricorn and you're a Cancer or something like that. But it's that when you have an awareness of energy that's flowing around you, you can use your free will, which you'll always have your free will, to make an enhanced decision. It's like you have the game plan of what's going on. So like I like to say, if it's raining, you're going to bring an umbrella and your day trip is going to be, you know, a lot less wet and warmer. But that being said, so there's your natal chart. So your natal chart is where the planets were when you were born. And I like to say these are your lifelong lessons. So that's a big part of what I do is natal chart readings. And like I said, it's your lifelong lesson. So I like to say it's the curriculum of your soul. Or I've also come up with the treasure map to your highest potential. It's that as well. It's just, again, like, what are you working through this lifetime? So those are your natal planets. That's one thing. But then what, and I love that. And it brought so much clarity to my life. But then the other part of it is the transit and what's happening now. And that's when it gets like, oh, so exciting and so fun. Because obviously the planets didn't stop when you were born. They didn't stop when I was born. They're still cycling. And so when we look at the current transit and we start to work with the current astrological energy, bearing in mind we experience that energy through the lens of our personal chart. So it's important to know both. It's important to explore your personal astrology, but also to kind of know the bigger picture of what's going on. And when you really, you know, again, practice the language, because it takes practice, you can start to understand how they both work together. And like I said, how you experience that energy through your individual lens. So the birth chart is a huge tool, but also apps like time passages for iPhone users is great to watch the current planets. Or that's like my forecasts are based on the current astrology when I'm writing about a new moon or, you know, Jupiter moving into Libra. A lot of what I post is based on the current energies, which I love.
Yes. I was actually going to bring that up soon, the new moon, because there's a new moon coming up and it's in Libra, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah, and I was just talking about this the other day, how even though I don't have an in-depth knowledge of astrology, I mean, just thinking about how much the moon controls here on Earth in regards to water and everything, and if anybody's ever worked in any kind of, you know, healthcare or public service career, you know, on full moons, it gets a little crazy. Everybody knows.
Exactly. So,
I mean, just that alone tells you how much it has an effect on us. But can you kind of go into more detail on why it has such an effect on us?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, the moon specifically?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I really see the moon as, in astrology, it represents our subconscious and it's our emotions. And so, it's like the water aspect, which, you know, the moon controls the tides. And we're also made of 90% water, which we all know, but in the actual, you know, implementing that into our day-to-day lives, we don't always think about it.
Right.
So when that full moon comes up, for example, the sun is illuminating the moon. So moon representing our subconscious and our emotions, all of that is being brought up to the surface, being seen, being illuminated. And so when it shines, there, it's kind of like a flashlight shining down there and all our like subconscious fears and stuff we got going on there. That being said, a balloon, the crazies, the triggers, they come up so that we can be aware of them.
Right.
You know, we always say, again, we're entering a new moon, which I'll touch on in a second, but whenever a full moon coming, I, you know, bless the triggers, bless the things that piss you off, because they're showing you something that's going on down there in your subconscious. Now, people, you know, like, who are really unaware and really, like, not tuned into themselves, that's when we get, like, the really nuts, crazy things, that's where it gets a little dangerous. But a new moon is sort of is the opposite in the sense where the sun and the moon are no longer, in a full moon, the sun and the moon are opposite.
Mm-hmm.
The sun illuminating the moon. A new moon, which we're going to begin on Friday,
yes,
is when the sun and the moon come together at the same point in the sky. So this means that our subconscious, the moon, and our conscious awareness, the sun, are in alignment, which means it's a good time to set an intention. Because whatever you're consciously intending, you have that whole backing of your subconscious. So you can kind of think of it as like you're opening up to like a big wave of energy that's coming in. And again, that alignment.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I like to say it's because of our emotions that we feel the moon so much. It's because we're made of water and we have these emotional bodies. And that's why we're so connected to the lunar cycle.
Absolutely. That was a beautiful explanation. I loved it. Thank you. I just wanted to tell you, someone in the scope, I'm trying to keep track of all the comments. So if you guys are asking questions and I don't see them, keep asking them. But someone was saying, I'm loving this, Shannon. So.
Sweet. Thank you. I'm loving this too.
Yeah. And if you guys are joining us on Periscope or Facebook Live, then someone says, hey, Shannon and Missy, hello, welcome. Thanks for joining us. If you guys are joining us live, feel free to invite your followers and share this on Twitter so that everyone can join in and we can all have a fun conversation. And for those of you that are watching this on the replay, feel free to look up Shannon's website at shannonhugmanastrology.com. I wanted to also ask, and I feel like this is very upfront in everyone's conscious right now, because there's this big thing about NASA coming up with their 13th sign, and I can't even say it right. How do you say it?
Officious. I don't know.
Yeah, so everybody's kind of freaking out a little bit because they're like, my sign's changing. What does that mean? Like, what are we going to do?
Yeah, oh my God, I've gotten so many messages.
Yeah.
And if you message me, that's totally okay. I appreciate people's concern because, you know, like I said to you earlier, it's a conversation starter. So if it's going to get people talking about astrology, then let's talk about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think something that I haven't actually touched on, well, I have and haven't, is that I consider myself an intuitive astrologer. So there's a total, I'm an intuitive person. I pick up on energies and synchronicities. And a lot of times in my readings, I'll say, you know, so I'm very clear comments. Things just come to me. And so it's astrology, but it's also got like that intuitive component.
Yeah.
So as soon as I, and because of those people who are intuitive or who work with their intuition will know, the more you use it, it's like a muscle, so it just gets stronger and stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And so as soon as I heard that the signs had changed, my intuition was like, nah, no, it just knew, nope. And so I thought, all right. Or I think somebody asked me in a reading once, and I was like, I don't even know what you're talking about, but no. And I had no backing that. Although, there's like, you know, you can see lots of other stuff, but the signs didn't actually change. That the astrology that I talk about is where the sun is relative to the earth. So it wouldn't actually, even if the new constellation was changed, it doesn't actually make difference. There's a whole bunch of science that, like, we have better things to talk about, I think, more interesting things.
Yeah.
But even NASA said, you know, like, this didn't happen. Then NASA also said, like, astrology isn't real, which is, like, that's okay. But, like, it was, you know, I've done thousands of readings now, and not, you know, a very small handful, super, 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 super small, and I don't even think, have people have said, like, no, that doesn't resonate. And it's not like, and I don't take responsibility for the things I say. It comes, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. I just say it. It just pops in my head.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to, like, toot my own horn. But that it resonates with people for a reason. And I think, you know, so as soon as I heard, you know, the signs changed or whatever, I thought, no, because I've done all these readings and they've made sense. And not even just throw away all the readings for the people I've done for myself. Like, I'm a sun sign Capricorn, and I know I'm a Capricorn. Like, for better or for worse, I wish, you know, I could be a Sagittarius, but I'm not. It was, like, intuitively, I didn't buy it. And then I started, like, doing research, which, again, I'm not, like, well-learned enough to really explain it to all of you right now. Yeah, like just based on my track record, I was like, there's no way
the
signs have changed.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
I was just going to say, a lot of people were in the comments. I'm a Capricorn, and I know a lot of people that have come into my scopes and stuff when we talk about, you know, astrology, they're like, I'm a Capricorn too. I'm like, yay, go Capricorn.
We call
Capricorn
gather. It's funny
because
they put on Young Living gather oil for a game here, but Capricorns gather. You can, like, smell each other, and we're like,
yeah.
I'm on it.
You're totally a Capricorn, I know. Liz was saying, she was like, I definitely felt the same thing, that she didn't feel the signs had changed either.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people feel the same way.
Yeah. But, you know, honestly, I'm happy because if people are talking about astrology, like, whether they're talking about, you know, something that's not true or not, at least they're putting astrology in people's consciousness. Because I totally believe that myself and other people who are following these cycles or the astrologers are early adopters for information that we're all, it's going to be like common knowledge. Like, if I have my piece in it in like a couple of years,
yeah.
But you know, it could be decades, I don't know.
No.
But it's like, it's coming.
Yeah, I feel like it is becoming more common knowledge. And another question in the chat room, which I thought was a really good one, so I jotted it down. Sierra asked, how does current astrology affect the ascension energies?
Oh, great question. So that is like, that's like a whole book on its own, because those of us who are following the astrology, myself included, not astrology for the last like 4 years, but really the last like few decades, really since the 60s, but like hyper then since 2012, has been off the charts. Like, just insane. And in the planets are making these alignments. Like, for example, in 2012, we had what's called a double grand trine, which is like a Merkaba in the sky. And it was in the female energy. So it was in the earth energy and the water energy. So it was literally the Merkaba being formed by key playing, you know, components, key players. So it's like you can see the sacred geometry is occurring in the sky, and these alignments and these cycles. And, you know, even if you look at the transit of Venus, it makes this beautiful, everybody Google, like, when you get on Venus transit, what it actually looks like. It's a beautiful, like, flower of life, and that's the cycle Venus makes. And she completes this flower every, I think, 2,000 years. That was completed in 2012. So, I've got shivers, even as I talk about it, because it's like, English fails me sometimes to really express the depth of astrology and how it plays into this ascension process that's happening on Earth. It's just mirroring that what's going on, and it's just another means and another tool to follow the story.
That's amazing, and I love the whole picture of Flower of Life and the Kaaba, because I'm really into sacred geometry, as you know, so I'm, like, definitely digging that.
Yes,
I have to look it up now.
Google it, yeah. Let's pause.
Like,
Hold that thought, everybody. We're going to have to Google it.
It's so exciting. It's so exciting. And it's about the divine feminine. And it's so much feminine energy, which is not exclusive to, but it's, she's back. She's here. She's free. And I feel like that's such a part of the ascension process.
Yes, that's beautiful. I totally agree. Someone asked another really good question. Will another planet affect the energy? So I know that there's been a lot of different planets kind of coming into our consciousness and awareness. Will these new planets or discoveries start affecting how the energy goes?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But the thing is with astrology, it's like it's big. There is so much that our little computer brain will never be able to understand it all. Absolutely. I'm sure these planets, because it's all energy, right? And so the light is reflecting off these planets to us. But can I logically explain to you how? No, because I'm a human and maybe when I'm, on the other side, I'll, choose someone to channel that information through or something, or maybe some guide will choose me. But at this point, I can say, yeah, absolutely, and that's a great question. But I know that the 12 signs, the 12 houses, and then the 12 planets, also the nodes of the moon, and last moon, Lilith, and then I work with about 9 to 10 asteroids, and, that's enough for days and days and days. And then how those interact with each other and then how the current astrology is affecting it. It's just it's so much for me.
It's so fascinating though. It really is fascinating. Speaking of comets, did you see that there was a huge comet that crashed in Australia just a couple weeks ago?
No.
You can Google that too. Everybody Google that because
that's cool.
Yeah, it was a big explosion and everybody was investigating it. So that's exciting. I think you had mentioned, but I do want to kind of elaborate on, you had talked about your online school and courses, which I think is super fascinating because this is so interesting and I know people are going to want to be able to dive in deeper and learn more. So can you talk about that?
Absolutely. So it's just lighting me up so much this month, because again, that was an idea that chose me, and it chose me a couple years ago, and I tried to make it happen in person, I had a space, and it was nobody was really picking it up, and so then it came back to me this summer, and I was my ego self thought, well, it's too much, people aren't going to get it, then I did readings, I didn't do some self-readings, your ego talks you out of things. And my higher self came in and was like, no, you have to do this. So I'm like, all right, maybe I'll get 5 people. I'll be happy 5 people, 10 people. And we had such an amazing response. There was over 40 of us who went through it week to week. A lot of us are still going through it. But the best part is the way I designed it, it's ebook, video content. And so it's timeless. You get it, and then you can work through it at your own pace. And so September was the first launch. It launched on September 1st, which was a solar eclipse. So I'm always planting seeds. I'm always aligned, setting my launches with astro dates, which we can talk about if people are interested in that.
Yeah.
It worked. But that being said, so September was our live course. We went through it week to week. We had classes online through Facebook Live. We have an awesome Facebook community going on where you can ask questions. But now I'm really excited because come Friday, I'm updating my store, so I'm going to be adding a lot of new offerings, including my emotional healing services, which I've kind of been in the closet of until this Friday. I'm coming out of the closet.
Yes.
But also on Friday, you'll be able to buy the Art of Astrology Online Academy. That's what it's called. You'll get those 4 lessons, and you get to work through it at your own pace. So it'll be like a purchase sent to you via email within 24 hours. And then you have the ebook. And so what the course really does is it teaches you, first of all, how to make charts, how to interpret charts. And it's designed ideally for you to learn through your own charts, because then you get to know yourself at such a deep level and you get to start experiencing, so many aha moments. So week one is the chart, how you make them, pretty much the logistics of them. Week two are the signs, week three are the planets, and then week four are the houses and the aspects. And throughout that whole course, you learn about the natal planets, but then you also learn about how to interpret those current transits. And the most important takeaway from the course is that it's called the art of astrology for a reason, because it's an art, right? And we all are our own artists. So my main thing I told my students was like, please feel into these energies, because I'm your guide. So I'm in the course, I guide you to what Mars feels like to me and how I describe Mars and how I translate, really, because astrology is a language and we're here as astrologers to translate it into English. Mm-hmm. I translate it how feels right to me, but maybe you come up with a different analogy or maybe you come up with a different experience. So it's a great resource for you to get to know the information and the vibrations, but it also really opens the door for you to explore as you get to know one more.
That's beautiful. I love that idea. I'm going to have to check it out for sure.
Yeah, all right. It'll be available. I'm super, super excited to offer it.
That's awesome. Yeah, and I know there's a bunch of comments coming up saying how the people that have taken your class so far are in it. They're like, I love it. I know Priscilla, she was like, it's such a great class and I love it. So,
thank you. Yeah, I could cry out of my students so much. They're not even my students, they're like my fellow star people or something. Like, I don't know what to call them. Students, not the right word, but they're, each one is so special and so amazing. And I'm just happy to have the conversation and that people want to have the conversation, because I know that it's illuminating the collective consciousness. I know us being here right now having this conversation, and all these people watching on Facebook and Periscope and listening on Blog Talk, we're moving. We're moving energy, and it's really, really exciting.
Yes. So, and this question just kind of popped into my head, and I'm sure that it's an important one to touch on, but kind of a tricky one too. So how does this tie in with religion, like certain religions and God?
Yeah, absolutely. So like, should I focus on like how the negative outlook on religion, or just like religion? Or I'll talk about both.
Yeah.
I think astrology, I feel, and I feel it because I feel that was incarnated in these realities several times. I feel like the bad rap astrology received was because it was a way to take away our power. Because I know when I started understanding the transit and I started working with the lunar cycle and I started setting intentions and I started exploring my personal chart, I became infinitely brighter, infinitely more quote unquote powerful. And I kid you not, since I found there's like Shannon pre-astrology and Shannon post-astrology. Shannon pre-astrology was pretty cool. She's pretty special. But post-astrology, I feel like a magician. And again, it's not to keep my own horn, but the way you can harness the energy and quote-unquote manifest, which I feel is a better word, like co-create is a better word.
Yeah.
It's just like a game changer. So obviously, the powers that were, and sometimes the powers that be still, they don't want you to know it. So that's why they paint this negative picture and they paint that it's bad and they paint those things because, But for those who see religion as like a positive, empowering, spirit-led energy, it's just more way to explore God. And it's just a deeper way to have a connection to God. It's another way to get to know and redefine your definition of spirit and source. Because like I said, fundamentally to me, we're all energy. And to me, and maybe that's how religion is to someone, that it's energy, positive energy or loving energy. And the solar system are that. We're all that. And so it's just another way that God or love or source or spirit reaches us. It kind of helps us, like, as humans, to sort of, here's, a little bit of the plan, We know a new moon is coming, so if we're tired the next 2 days, the day before a new moon, it's okay to be tired today and tomorrow. Even into Friday, it's okay to be exhausted. It's a time of resting and recuperating before the next chapter.
Yeah.
So the universe can, tell us that, so we know, but the universe is still, I'm not going to tell you what's going to happen, because that's the divine. divine plan. We have to follow it.
Right.
But I think it's, yeah, I think it's a just another, in my, you know, I grew up at a United Church, and my definition of God is always love. Right. And so I just see the planet as an extension of that love.
Yeah, I totally agree. My shirt says, believe in love.
I love it. I love that shirt. That's such a good thing to believe in.
And I mean, I grew up in the Christian school and church, and I totally have always been obsessed with the sky and stars and astrology. And I don't think that it has to be one or the other. I believe that you can believe in both, and it's okay. And I kind of just wanted to touch on that because sometimes I think there's like a stigma on it a little bit, but I don't think there should be.
That's a great question. It kind of reminds me of, and I sometimes use this in my readings, like, have you ever had an argument with someone where you're saying something and they're saying something, but you're actually, like, saying the same thing, but you're just miscommunicating to each other?
Mm-hmm.
You're, like, explaining, like, I know Levi and I do it all the time. I'm like, no, you're supposed to come here. And he's like, no, yeah, we're supposed to go there. And we're back and forth. But we're, in the end, once we work it out, we're like, yeah, that's what I was saying. He's like, yeah, I was saying that too. And I'm like, oh, well, that was a miscommunication. I feel like that's like a lot of it.
Exactly. Yes. I totally agree. And someone was just mentioning, like, when you were explaining that about religion and God and knowing God and Source and universe more, and they were just saying how beautiful an explanation that was, and also it helps us to know ourselves better. So,
yeah. I love that you said that, because, you know, as far as I'm concerned, we are God, because we are that energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what astrology is. It's a reflection of us and a reflection of what's occurring with us, which is, like, just to touch back to Sierra's question about ascension, which is why it's so exciting to see the planet, which hasn't, I don't think it ever happened, that maybe like decades, millennia ago, you know, for that Merkaba to form in the sky and that Venus return to occur, like around the same time, obviously it's mirroring the ascension that's occurring within our being.
So someone said, I'm scared about Pluto's square sun transit.
To go through that, so you know, I love that question because I so resonate. So, I'm not going to go through Pluto square, I'm going to go through Pluto conjunction. So, the thing is, the lesson is fear not Pluto, Pluto is not to fear. And how I learned that was because this person who's asking sounds like they're pretty, you know, knowledgeable. I have about like six planets in Capricorn and Pluto, natal planets, and Pluto is moving through Capricorn, and so. Pluto, when you have natal planets and a planet transits, it triggers those planets, or it works with those planets. Just like that person will have planets in another sign, and it's going to make what's called a square. So it's what they're referring to is how the transiting planets are interacting with our natal planets. So I knew about Pluto and Capricorn. Pluto and Capricorn is like a whole podcast on its own, because Pluto is a planet of transformation, and Capricorn is the structure and the system. And Pluto takes 20 years to go through this energy, and it started in 2008. So we can see how a lot of the systems in Earth are crumbling, they're falling in reality.
Yeah.
And this cycle occurs every 248 years. Mm-hmm. So if we look back to 248 years ago, this is like U.S. Constitution time. This is like, so all these things that were built 240 years ago are falling. And it's like, you could be in denial, but it's happening. So I love it, because it's about transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And so when something goes, something reborn comes about.
Nice.
So I'm all about Pluto. I love Pluto energy. Pluto is a really planet of Scorpio. So it's like, Scorpio is raw, it's truth, it's let's get to the matter. And then I looked at my chart one day, and I was like, oh my God, Pluto is going to move over all my planets. And I actually, like, looked at my friend who's also an astrologer, and I said, like, am I going to survive that? Like, am I actually going to be able to live through that? Because that's gnarly. So then I started talking to more astrologers, and they were like, no, that's actually a gift. They're like, by the time you're 30, you're going to have cleared out, like, all of your junk. It's all going to come up, and now you're going to be reborn. You're going to be, like, a shiny new toy. And they're like, you know, what I would have given is to have that clear house. Because, you know, think of it this way, person who's fearing. Do not fear, because you know how good it feels when you, like, do spring cleaning?
Mm-hmm.
Or you know how good it feels, like, when you get rid of stuff you've had for so long? Or when you change your diet? I know you know a lot about that. happens. Or when you change these things that are negative and are self-sabotaging, you can build something new. So it's like, oh, you know, obviously we're powerful creators and our focus makes a difference. So I just decided, like, it's not like we can stop him, though. So I might as well befriend him. Now I'm going to call it plutonic. And I think many of us here are. But it's about transformation. So, you know, no, don't fear it. Don't fear it. Be ready for it. Be real with it. But yeah, no fear. Not fear.
They were like, I'm trying. So they're definitely trying. Yeah.
And that's the best you can do. That's the best you can do. Yeah. And really, it's all about faith and or not even necessarily faith, but trust.
I love that. Touching a little bit on your sun sign, and then I know a lot of people talk about your rising sign. Can you talk about the difference between what those mean?
Absolutely. So I like to say the sun sign is like your capital awareness. It's the energy it's like the lens you look through. And it's like you're always your default lesson. So like Capricorn, I always say I like to look at it as lessons. So every sign has lessons. So you and I, Capricorn sun signs, we're going to learn Capricorn lessons, which is like release control.
Yeah.
You don't always have to be in charge. You don't always have to be the boss. You don't always have to have a plan. You can have a little fun. And guess what? You can be nice to yourself. So those are like a lot of the Capricorn lessons. So those are like, we experience that. That's our view. That's our lens.
Right.
Whereas the ascendant is how people perceive us.
Yeah.
So the ascendant is the mask we wear, I like to say. So for example, me, I always use myself as an example. I have a Pisces ascendant. That's perfect. Oh,
that's so funny.
We gotta look at your chart because I can feel it. But yeah, as a Pisces, so Pisces. Same thing. I'll use yours as an example as well. People feel us as like soft and mean and squishy.
Exactly.
And like, oh, they're so nice. They're so gentle.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, like nice girl one. Whereas like me, I actually have Scorpio moon, so it's like when you really get to know me, or you need to listen to me for like a good chunk of time, you're like, yeah, she's sweet, but
watch out.
But it's a good end because, you know, that's what people will, I've had so many people get readings, and especially, this happened more so, like, locally, before I started really doing it online, I did a lot locally. So, like, a friend would refer a friend, and then she'd bring her husband, and then bring her sister, and a lot of with the husbands, they just kind of be like, all right, you know, this girl is going to, like, smile at me and make my wife happy, because she's going to tell them we're perfect for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, the husbands would be like,
I love it.
Like, wow. Like, you're like, that's a lot more than I expected. So
that's
I kind of use that type of writing. I was like, yeah, this is how much found me. And then I'm like, hey, you know how you do that? Like, you know, and I just really, I didn't point it. So the ascendant is like what people see, and then they're like what you see.
Nice. That's awesome. So, I was wanting to touch on, I know that you do natal charts. And those are the same thing as birth charts, right? They're just names.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
And, gotcha. Now, do you do natal charts for newborns?
Yeah. And actually, because like I had mentioned, I'm doing an update at my store on Friday. So on Friday, New Moon and Libra, I'm offering lots of new products. And one of them is readings for children and newborns as well, any child.
Now, because I was just thinking before I got on this show podcast, oh my gosh, I forgot what this is called. So in depth that you're like, I don't even know what we're doing. I was thinking, how cool would it be if somebody is expecting to purchase that as a gift? Like, that's a perfect gift to have a nail chart for your baby, your newborn. So
that's Capricorn coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you know, first of all, astrology is a fabulous gift.
Yeah.
You'll be hearing all about that from the holiday season.
Holidays.
So, yeah, ready for the holiday promo. But, you know, my sister, my dad is like, he has everything. He, like, she loves shopping. He's like, always buying, like, random things. Like, he's the guy who has everything. And my sister and I, like, several years ago, bought him an astrology reading with one of my mentors. And at the end of it, my dad came in and said, that is the best gift you could ever give somebody.
Oh, wow.
And so, like, since then, it's so, but also, in the children's reading, which are going to be available on Friday, you get a chunk for the parents. So the parent hears, you know, the chunk. Yeah. And then the child gets just like a little mini one. So it's kind of like, you know, a little pep talk. Because I thought about it, and I thought, you know, if somebody just said to Shannon, like, no, it's okay, first of all, don't worry, you're always going to do a good job. And life might get a little scary, but that's okay, because it's okay to be vulnerable. Or, you know, all these emotions you feel aren't actually yours, or just something like that. So that's what the offering, which will be available on Friday, is a something for the parents so they can just better understand.
Right.
And I've had amazing feedback from parents who are like, "Thank you, thank you so much." Especially parents of teenagers, they're like, "Oh, thank you so much." but then also a little like pep talk. It's like a minute. It's just like a little pep talk for the kids to listen to too. But also super cool for someone who's expecting, because then it's just like, you know, it's just like infinitely valuable in so many ways. But yeah, great gift. Best gift my dad's ever gotten.
That's amazing. I love that. That's a fabulous idea. And now, if someone's expecting, could you do the reading before the baby? Well, no, because you have to wait until the baby's actually born, right?
Yeah, I would recommend waiting until the baby's born. I mean, if the person was really eager and wanted to talk about it, I can look ahead and do like, well, what would the energy of like October hold?
Mm-hmm.
And we can do like general themes, like, because, you know, week by week, there's all, even like day by day, month by month.
Yeah.
The same scene. Hi to everybody on Facebook. Hi, Kenny. I would say wait until the date. But you could always do it like, you know, something like that. It could be like, you can buy it and then put it in a cart and give it to them. And then once the baby's born and they're like not, you know, up all night or whatever, then they can, you know, give the information. Like, it could still be something you get.
Right.
If we could just wait to record it. I would recommend waiting, but if there was a reason someone would eat your meat, someone always comes to you. I like
That's awesome. I love that idea so much. And another thing I wanted to touch on before the end of the show is, I know that you had talked about being a heart speak practitioner. So can you talk about that a little bit and what that entails?
Yes, I would love to. So first of all, everybody's invited to experience heart speak on Friday. You can find me on Facebook, Shannon Hudson, and I have an event. And we're going to do heart speak for the new moon. So, but what heart speak is it's an emotional healing technique. So it's created by Dr. Ann Jensen. You can go to heartspeak.me to read lots more. But basically, it identifies underlying feelings that are causing physical symptoms, or physical symptoms, or like blocks in our reality, in our life. And then by identifying what feeling it is, it allows you to go into a process of letting that feeling move, because emotions just want to be in motion. Letting that feeling move and then pivoting it to a more beneficial feeling. So like what it would look like, for example, my boyfriend, allergies all the time to everything. Since I've become a heart speak practitioner, as soon as that first sneeze comes, we sit in the process, we muscle test. Okay, it's fear. Okay, so he feels afraid, so he can't feel afraid anymore. Then he shifts it to feeling like he is loved. And every single time, the physical symptom goes away.
Wow.
It's great for asthma, allergies. First time I ever did it, Dr. Ann healed my strep. Well, Dr. Ann and I, because it's not the practitioner, it's the person who's going through the process. I'm just holding that space. It totally eliminated my strep throat. It's helped with menstrual pain, fatigue. I use it for writer's block. And then it's also great because you can use it for a resistance to something. So what we did on the Lunar Eclipse was we said, it's okay, it's safe for me to let go. And as we said, it's safe for me to let go, we tested that. And turns out there was a feeling there that needed to be cleared.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of covers the mask for like everything, but it's awesome for physical symptoms. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really, really so powerful for physical symptoms. And it's out of the reckless of astrology. And obviously, if you've been listening to this, you know I'm like obsessed with astrology, but heart speak is just, I'm just as obsessed. It's amazing, but it's also amazing at working through human blocks. Like, I use it for money. Every single time I used to look at my bank account, I would get so stressed out. And I would just like procrastinate paying my bills. to, and then I booked and be like, meltdown, 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 like never failed. Now I just heart speak, and you know, I'll say a statement such as like, money, I did this before. Prosperity flows to me easily.
Yes.
And oh, it actually turned out there was like a little bit of, I forget what it was like the urge to flee was attached to that. Mm-hmm. But I felt what it felt like to flee, and then I felt like to stand strong, and it's about shifting, it's working with the emotional body.
Yeah.
So it's super powerful, and it will be available at my store launch on Friday. So that's exciting
that's
as well.
Awesome. I'm so happy for you. That's so awesome. The store launch on Friday is going to be super amazing. I can't wait. I'm already excited.
Well, is this timing? Like, it's perfect time to go on and talk and talk to people. So thank you so much for having me. Because, yeah, it's a really, really exciting time for me. And it's just momentum's coming. So there's just so many ideas.
Exactly.
And so many amazing people and so many communities and amazing I just want to say thank you to all my followers and all my supporters. My intention with like my business, which I was saying to Sierra this morning or earlier today, this is not a business. Like this is my life.
Yeah.
And it was I had my life, and then I had my job.
Yeah.
And then the universe was like, no. This is your life.
Yeah.
And it's every single corner of your life. And I can't stop it, even if I wanted to, which I don't. But my intention with my life is to support others and be supported. Yeah. So thank you all for being here, and the likes and the hearts and the comments and the views and the purchases and the orders and the reviews, the feedback, all of it. The friends, it's like you, I'm so honored to be here to support you, and to receive that support in return is just, it's infinite love, you guys.
Yes.
The only English words.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree. It's amazing, and you just feel like gratitude, just immense gratitude for all of it. So, and
yes, absolutely.
Charlene, when you were talking about buying the gifts for people for Christmas, the astrology readings, she was like having a hard time figuring out what she was going to buy her boss for Christmas. And she's like, that's the perfect idea. So I just want to let you know about that. And then Liz was talking about how you did some of that HeartSpeak practitioner work with her. And she said that it worked so much and she couldn't believe how good it worked for her. So that's amazing.
Yeah. It's one of those things like, it's just you don't believe. Maybe you believe it. I hope you believe it. Take my word for it. But like, once you experience it, it's life changing.
Yeah.
And it's more of an early adopter thing of like what we're gonna when we're sick. Like that's what I do now. When I'm sick, I don't reach for the Advil. I don't like reach for the cold medicine. I don't go to the doctor. Like not gonna lie, unless I'm gonna go to the phone or something. But like I do heart speak on myself. I do heart sick on myself, and I use Young Living essential oils, and I'm editing. And like, again, knock on wood, but I don't even think you need to knock on wood, because I have such faith in those modalities.
Yes, I agree. And James was like, when we were talking about being grateful and thanking for all the hearts and follows and shares, James was like, I love you both. So I love you too, James.
Oh, I love you, James. James is also a Capricorn with a Pisces rising.
Is he really? See?
Yeah. And he's got a Scorpio moon just like me. So I remember when I did James' city reading, I was like, and we have all the same things.
James, you were talking earlier that I am a Capricorn Pisces rising as well, but I've never had my natal chart, so I'm going to have to order my natal chart so I can see what my moon is. That's awesome.
Yes.
That's so awesome. So, before, because I think we have about, 11 minutes or so, at least on Blog Talk Radio, we can go over a little bit on, but, can we touch on this new moon coming up on Friday that's going to be in Libra and what that means for everybody?
Of course we can, because it's such an exciting time. It's like that's what it feels like. It feels like, when you're just so exhausted after a super long journey and you get to, like, sit down. It's like when you're hiking somewhere, like, to some secluded beach or something, and you've just done some, like, really, really... No, it's like climbing a mountain. It's just a really hard thing that's physically tolling. And you climb, 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 and then you get to the top of the mountain or you get to the beach and you just sit down and you look around and you're like, that is why I had to do this. And you reap the rewards or the achievement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these ceremonies are about, because those of you who are following me have heard, like, 2016 has been gnarly. It's been intense. Like, and I was saying this in 2015, and I didn't even know how intense it was going to be. I was just like, well, the first, like, 10 months of 20, no, I said the first 9 months of 2016 are going to be hard. But then the last 3 years are going to be great.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know just how hard, but like every area of my life just got flipped over, and things I thought were forever were like, what that could be like, what? But you know, the whole point of this year was about, I've been calling it, we've been making gravy. So again, I don't eat a lot of meat, but when you cook a roast or whatever, turkey, you put it in there, and you gotta like scrape the bottom of the pan to like juice it up, and it makes the gravy rich and savory.
Yeah.
So that's what 2016 until really this new moon has been, and it's been like, all right, like let's go eat, and like all those grizzles or whatever the words are.
Yeah.
And so it's been intense. It's like we've had scabs ripped off, and the scabs grow, and then they're ripped off again, and then now there's finally some like soft skin. And so this new moon coming is like, it's safe to trust life again. It's always been safe to trust life. It always will be safe to trust life.
Yeah.
But it's going to become more feasible to trust life. It's going to be more, you'll be more able to trust life.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, it's going to be crazy times. You know, life's crazy. It's juicy. It's rich because chances are you clear out so much stuff. Like, I was talking to the Art of Astrology Academy class today. There was like, we'll take a moment and like go to our past selves who were there in January. Like, January Shannon, January Misty, and January whoever you are watching. And like, let's just send them some love because they've all gone through a lot.
Yeah.
They've all transformed a lot. Like, they didn't really know what was coming.
Right.
And the thing is, the story is kind of like, there's like the astrology is a longer story. That's really been really in the midst of it since 2012, 2008, really.
Mm-hmm.
And then even like decades ago is when it kind of started.
Mm-hmm.
So this is because many planets transit through Scorpio. In the 60s, Neptune went through Scorpio, then Uranus went through Scorpio, then Pluto went through Scorpio, where us millennials were born. and then Saturn went through Scorpio in 2012. And then Mars, this is just this retrograde trip, so we've had this big, like, Scorpio story. We've had to just face our fears, face our demons, go into the darkness, which doesn't have to be a bad thing, but it's intense. But honestly, this new moon, which is on Friday, and then the new moon next month, which is on October 30th, it's like homecoming time. It's like time to just trust that it's getting better.
Yeah.
Because what else are you going to do? But I'm just kidding. But it actually will. And the other thing, which really makes it a feel-good time, is because the planet Jupiter has moved into Libra. So this new moon is in Libra, and it's really close to Jupiter. And so that means that this new moon is also Jupiter energy. So a new moon is a time of new beginnings, of setting things in motion, of setting intentions. Like I said earlier, our conscious mind and our subconscious, sun and moon, are in alignment. And Jupiter is also in alignment there.
Yeah.
Jupiter is the planet of expansion, good fortune, blessings, like rich, 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 rich. I described Jupiter as like, out of this world, out of your mind opportunity. Like, imagine somebody calls you, Jupiter calls you and I, and he says, hey, come to my diamond mine and just bring in, take as many diamonds as you want. You just have to bring a container to hold the diamonds. So we're like, wait, so I bring this cup, and Missy, you bring your pickup truck. And we show up, and I'm like, maybe that's a little much, the pickup truck. And Jupiter comes out, and he's like, you only brought a one pickup truck? He's like, you could have brought a transport truck. You could have brought a whole, you can have as many as you want. So it's like beyond our human comprehension of abundance, Jupiter.
Yeah.
So the fact that this new moon is with that energy, the thing is with Jupiter, anything is possible. believe in your in the possibility. Believe in the future. Believe in life. Because kind of what we've been learning underlying a lot of things in our business is like where we haven't been believing in ourselves. Where we haven't been believing in love. And life made that like very obvious where that wasn't working for us anymore. Where that was, because ultimately we live in a benevolent universe. We're just humans who have minds who kind of come in and like mess all up.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's just like you're so in our minds about it. But the thing is, like, and the reason why I can say, you know, we live in a benevolent universe, you know, I can hear the arguments come that say, you know, well, why would Trump be a candidate? Or, you know, why would there be war? Why would there be suffering? Why would there be safety? But I'm not talking humans are benevolent. I'm talking like nature.
Yes.
Like, go take a look at an orchard.
Right.
How many tomatoes my three tomatoes have got me this summer, and then we'll see like the true abundance that we're capable of. And we just need to disconnect ourselves from that natural abundance. So what this new moon harvest time as well is about realizing that we are that natural abundance. We're not separate from it. That life again is for us. We live in a friendly universe. You can see it when you look at life, like the earth.
Yes.
See, it's a friendly place. It's a peaceful place. It's a soft place. And so we have to come back to that and remind ourselves mindfulness. Like, not easy. We have to come back to it. We have minds. But really, like, I think a huge part of this year, we've had to face our fears. We've had to face things that have made us feel vulnerable. We've had to, you know, we kind of befriend the unknown. And I think the best thing I can say is, you know, when we're told to fear the unknown. And so let's imagine right now I hear something scratching at my door. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you literally miss me. It's a guy with an axe. The guy with a gun, like, I have to hide. Because it's unknown. So we fall to fear. We think it's a bad thing. What's been happening really hardcore since 2012? Really hardcore this year. We had to, the universe is like, okay, you can't be afraid unless you face it. You have to know that it's a guy on the other side. So Shannon, get up and go open that door. So like, I think I'm going to open the door and get like an axe in my head. Of course it's been terrifying. We felt so vulnerable. But now at the time, it's like, I opened the door and it was just a puppy. You know, it was a dog who wanted to come in. And first of all, it took courage. It was uncomfortable. But now I can take my power back to fearing the unknown. Now I'm more powerful. Now I'm more magnetic. Now I have my like energy field. I'm the ruler of my energy field. I have my sovereignty. And second of all, I have a puppy now. I have my dog. Like, it's a good thing. Sometimes everybody, there's actually gold on the other side of your fears. So much gold. So much richness and abundance. And I think that's what we do the most things about. So we open the door. Now it's time to enjoy our time with the dog and enjoy that feeling of relief of like, I didn't get shot, you know? I got fired, but I hated that job anyway.
Yeah, some people are saying that's a great analogy. Yes, I totally agree with you. So everyone is definitely resonating with that. That was beautiful.
So yeah, you're welcome.
That,
thank you.
The time on Blog Talk Radio is about to end. So everyone who's listening on Blog Talk Radio, thank you so much for joining us tonight. It has been a true pleasure talking with you tonight, Shannon.
Yeah, thank you.
The next show is actually going to be at a different time. It'll be this Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. My guest is Byron Lacey, and we're talking about abduction. So he has been an abductee and contactee since he was 5 years old until now. So I'm super excited to talk to him about his book and about his speeches for MUFON and HUFON. So join me Saturday, and all of you have a wonderful, beautiful night.
Thank you, everybody.